We begin things this week with hopefully something you'll be doing as well this Memorial Day weekend, honoring our heroes who have served in our military. These are the men and women who deserve our respect while they're with us, just as much as when they pass on. They have earned every honor possible. And my first guest this week has led the way to making sure that Sussex County veterans receive a dignified final resting place that their families as well as comrades can easily and frequently be able to get to. Here with the latest news about the Sussex County Veterans Cemetery is the president of Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1006, Walkill Valley, Vernon. We say good morning, John Harrigan. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Chris.
Let me give you the website for the chapter. It's VVA, the number is 1002.org, VVA1002.org, because that is where you can join the continuing effort, because it's not over yet. There's still a lot of work to go, but you can become a part of what is going to be the only official recognized veteran cemetery in northern New Jersey. And give us an update, John, because coming up on the 31st, it seems like only yesterday you just started the plotting and planning, but now we have the groundbreaking coming up.
Right. On May 31st at 11 a.m., we will be over at the site, and we will have the groundbreaking so we can get really started. I'm only waiting, believe it or not, for two more permits, and then we should be able to get started and start taking trees down and getting everything cleared for the first section.
What's the timetable for that first section? In a perfect world, you know, it's always a theory until the last deed is done, I know.
Right. Well, the timetable is as soon as possible. We're trying to get it cleared and leveled, hopefully by the fall. And we can really start to bury people before we even put up a building, because so all we'll need is a temporary spot for a building or a trailer or something like that. And then we can start to bury people and lay out the sections and whatnot.
Talk about what this whole trip has been for you, because you sort of came to our attention really at the beginning, and it does seem like, although a lot of work, it's been a fast track. I'm led to believe that you've received a tremendous amount of support from the community as well as local governments.
Oh, the community has been behind this 100%, and the local government, from our freeholders to our state senator to our assembly people, and it's just phenomenal how they backed us. They even were able to pass a law to put a cemetery on the New Jersey state income tax form for a donation next year.
That's right, so be sure to check out that, and, you know, for a dollar. And there was if you go to VVA1002.org and you get the presentation for the Veterans Cemetery, there is one of the pages on the PDF document that gives you a little math of the matter, that if every citizen of Sussex County donated a dollar, it would really ensure that this becomes a trouble-free, worry-free, permanent remembrance and honor and tribute for the members of the military of Sussex County who pass on. And with that new law that was just passed that John referred to, you can indeed donate that dollar. But of course, you want to give up more than a buck, too. That's always welcome. Speaking of that presentation, it's also where you can see, according to the census, there are 440,000 veterans statewide in New Jersey. There were close to 200,000 veterans in the northern counties of New Jersey. In Bergen, Morris, Passaic, and Sussex and Warren counties, there are 125,000 veterans, and we've talked about this, I know, before, John, but for those veterans, when they pass on, their families, up to this point, have had a long trip to pay tribute and to visit their passed-on loved ones.
Right. It's a long ride down to General Doyle, which is a beautiful state-run cemetery, and it's just gorgeous. But the people that I've spoken to have said that it's too far from up here. I don't think people realize that what northern New Jersey is, it's the farthest reaches of the state. And a lot of people will be doing for all in northern New Jersey. I mean, Hunterdon, Morris, Passaic, like you had said. And the more people we get involved, the better it is. And it'll be there for all veterans and their spouse. We're going to run it just like the national cemeteries, with the same kind of rules and regulations. So it all should come together like that, because if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Exactly. We're talking with John Harrigan, president of Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1002, Walkill Valley, Vernon. On the web, it's VVA1002, the number's 1002.org. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. The groundbreaking for the Sussex County Veterans Cemetery happening on May 31st. You can find out more information at the website. And hopefully you can be in attendance, because you hopefully have a vested interest in this as well as a supporter and a contributor. If not, you can go to their website as well and make that a part of your list of things to do later on today in this Memorial Day weekend. The idea too, John, with the cemetery, where its location, it's going to be visible. It's not going to be off the beaten path or anything. So even when veterans pass on, they get called to service because that visual is going to remind people of the sacrifices, the dedication, and the commitment to duty that so many men and women of Sussex County, Northern New Jersey, have made to the military over the years.
Right. Well, luckily, we were able to get that piece of property that the freeholders had and the county had for so long. We were able to purchase it for $1, and that was great on their part. And like you said, it's right on 94 next to the Sussex Vo-Tech School, which has been a huge supporter of our project. But it is on a central location, and people can see it coming from both directions on 94.
What have been some of the reactions that you've seen or heard or received personally about this effort, and what guidance have people given you? Because obviously you started off with your own ideas, and you had references around the country. Ironically, Guam has two fully funded veteran cemeteries, and New Jersey only has one, so that's another talk of another time. But what kind of inspiration have you received from the people during this whole development of the project?
The people are fantastic. They can't wait. They said it's about time somebody, you know, decided to do this, and, you know, the people up here need something like this. The people have been supportive. I've received well over 100 phone calls from people already that want to get on a waiting list to be interred. And believe it or not, I had a call from one lady. I'll give you a quick story. She was saying, I'm not feeling very well. So I said to her, well, we're not ready for you yet. Go eat some food and see a doctor. So, it's been both ways. It's kind of hard to call up and say, I need a final resting place, you know. But by the time we're finished talking, we have a good laugh and it's all over.
What is the estimated capacity going to be for the Sussex County Veterans Cemetery?
It started out at 14,000, but that might be raised a little bit because a lot of people have cremains now, which are the ashes.
Right.
So they take up less space, so we might be able to increase it. But at the present time, it's 14,000 plus.
Wrapping up our time with John Harrigan, who is the president of Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1002, Walk Hill Valley, Vernon, VVA1002, the number is 1002.org. He's been one of the driving forces behind the development and now the beginning of the construction for Sussex County Veterans Cemetery, the groundbreaking coming up on May 31st at the location Route 94 in Sparta. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Obviously, John, with the Memorial Day weekend, we also want, the designation of Memorial Day weekend is remember the veterans who have passed, but certainly the ones who are still with us are valuable elements and resources of living history that we're losing way too quickly. Not too long ago, the last World War I veteran passed away, and the World War II veterans are numbers are decreasing rapidly, too. I know that your chapter is going to be at the Memorial Day Parade. You've been invited into that. And do you always have the hope that more and more people recognize the duty and the service? And certainly the younger generation with the various wars we've seen in the last decade or so, they've gained a greater sense of duty and have signed up, have enlisted, and have found a greater strength within in themselves doing what they do.
It's amazing that you have to think of the veterans today, both men and women. They volunteer for all this. During the Vietnam War, there was a lot of draftees, and a lot of people went in that way. But now it's a full volunteer army, and the people in the country should realize that. These men and women are giving of themselves, taking time out of their lives to join the service and help fight for the freedoms of the other countries and keep everybody safe.
Learn more about the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1002, Walk Hill Valley, Vernon, as well as the project. The groundbreaking is starting. There's still work to do, and your support is still needed. And you can find out more about how you can support the Sussex County Veterans Cemetery at VVA, the number is 1002.org. VVA, the number is 1002.org. John, congratulations on the work you've accomplished, the forward progress you continue to make, and I know the successful conclusion that is just around the corner, and thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris, and thanks for the interest from you and everyone else there.